We're not just going to say starters are going to play 10 plays or 20 plays or nothing like that. We're going to look at it on a case-by-case basis.
Ben, with this being your last practice before you start with the regular season, can you just back over the training camp and whatnot? Did you check up enough boxes to where you feel good about where this game's headed?
I do. I feel like we're building a strong football team. We created a foundation, and we keep adding to that foundation. The fundamentals are coming. The physicality's coming. We're not where we want to be just yet, but thank goodness we're not where we used to be. And, you know, next week will be a big week for us.
If Eli doesn't play, is that a long time for him to go without, you know, being on the field? Does that matter? Is he ready as is, or how would you assess him?
Whether Eli plays or not, he's played a lot of football in his career, and he can always fall back on that experience.
When you see what happens to a guy like Romo, does that make you more prone to not want to risk Eli for no particular reason in the last game?
No, I mean, you know, injuries are an unfortunate part of the game, and you have to play the game. You know, you need 11 out there, and you got to find them somewhere.
How has Andrew Adams come along?
You know, he made a couple nice plays out there today. He has a nose for the football. He's a smart, conscientious guy. He works at the game. He gets football, and he's a fun guy to be around.
Where's the safety position in general? How do you view that at this point?
We still have a lot of guys out there competing right now. Nat had a good week last week. We look for him to continue that. He's done that so far this week in practice, and we look for him to build on it this week in the game.
You said Adams is a fun guy to be around. Does that count when you're making these cuts?
It rubs off on his teammates. Yeah. You know, when guys enjoy football and they bring energy to the game, it raises the energy of the teammates around them.
How's Odell?
How would you describe Olivier Vernon's training camp, given that he obviously joined you as a very high-priced ticket item in free agency?
OV's a very efficient player. He doesn't waste much time. He doesn't waste much movement. His technique is kind of like his personality, right to the point.
And his effort level?
Good. Very good effort level. He's a guy that doesn't waste much movement out there. He's very precise in what he does.
You have a lot of interesting young wide receivers in camp. Lewis has looked good. I know in practice hasn't necessarily shown up on the field yet. What do you see from guys like him and Powell?
Yeah, he made a nice play last week. He caught a short route, made a defender miss, got north and south. He won on a vertical route, stacked the defender there, did a nice job. He's showing up in practice every day. You know, he's a young player that's encouraging.
What do you think of Larry Donnell's camp?
Larry worked hard to get back. Took a little while to get his legs underneath him in the off season, but he improved as a blocker. He's not where we want him to be yet. We're going to keep pushing him to grow that way. Made some nice plays, some highlight type plays in practice, and made a nice play in the game over the middle. He's a factor over the middle, and he's had a nice camp so far.
How's Odell doing? It looked like he was on the ground stretching a lot, and you even went over to him at one point.
Certain guys got different workloads today. He didn't get a high workload today just because of the design of the practice, so he was just trying to stay loose.
Ben, when do you get to a point now as a coaching staff where you start thinking about Dallas in week one, or has that started already?
We take everything day by day. We've peaked at Dallas a little bit, but we take things day by day.
Could you go into next week knowing that you've already seen enough from Victor Cruz, or do you think you have to see something Thursday from him?
Again, we take it day by day with these guys. We don't, we're not going to make any big statements on we need to see X, Y, and Z in the game from a player to justify him being on the team or not. We'll trust our gut in certain situations, and we'll go with the body of work.
One more.
There's a lot of guys getting.
How would you characterize Eli's brand of leadership? And I'm not asking just that he made the by example or whatever, but when it comes to just sort of awareness of the quarterback is the face or what he does, everybody notices. We've seen what happens when, quarterbacks do things, that offense gets a lot more attention. How would you characterize sort of his understanding of that or view of the leadership?
I think Eli is a pro on and off the field, and you couldn't ask much more from a leader.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys obviously being released and cut right now. I'm sure you guys are looking around. Do you feel like you need to add players on the offensive line here in this next week or two in order to be comfortable going into the season?
You know, you never say never. You're going to look at everybody who gets waived out there. Everyone who gets cut is a possibility to add to your roster to improve. So at any position, you're always going to look to get better.
Ben, just last thing. Strange that you have to cut down to 75, but the fourth preseason game is traditionally where a lot of unproven guys get a chance to show, shine. Like, do you wish it that you didn't have this first round of cuts?
Yeah, listen, I don't control the roster cuts, how many players are on the roster. We control, who we coach and who we play, and I look forward to seeing the guys play Thursday night.